This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Larry Hunter, president of the Social Security Institute. You can learn more about them at socialsecurityinstitute.com. Dr. Hunter is focused right now on what he sees as a disturbing trend from not only the Obama administration, but also the AARP and how they're reaching out to seniors to tell them what to expect from the Medicare program down the line. And Dr. Hunter, thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, I think a lot of our listeners have seen this. I've certainly seen this ad where Andy Griffith is waxing poetically about the 1960s, of course, when his television show was on the air, and he talks about how Medicare was created then and how it's going to be strong into the future. You've taken a close look at that ad and other communications from the AARP and the administration, and what's that ad missing as you see it?
Well, with all due respect to Andy Griffith, who I watched as a kid, I loved Sheriff Taylor and Barney Fife. He's a great actor, but he doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to Obamacare and Medicare. And what this ad is, it's a coordinated propaganda effort engineered by the White House and AARP to deceive seniors. It's what I call a watch the birdie piece. In other words, a bait and switch approach. Because what Obamacare does is it drags a few breadcrumbs along, offering some new benefits for seniors, some free diagnostics, free mammograms, free colonoscopies, free annual checkups. And that's the birdie. Watch the birdie over here. Because what they're really doing behind their backs, behind the backs of seniors, is putting in place a system of cuts that's going to decimate Medicare. And that's what they don't want seniors to understand. That's why they are running a Hollywood propaganda campaign to deceive seniors into thinking Obamacare is going to work for them. When the fact of the matter is, when Obamacare is fully implemented, one in seven hospitals, nursing homes, home health agencies, hospices, they're going to go out of business. Because what Obamacare is going to do, it's going to drive the rate at which the government reimburses these medical providers, it's going to drive it beneath what they already reimburse Medicaid, and Medicaid is imploding on itself. And already we've seen Medicare losing doctors. Doctors are not taking new patients. So the $575 billion in cuts to Medicare is just the tip of the iceberg. They're really talking about when you take all of these reimbursement cuts into account, you're talking about $5 trillion in cuts to Medicare over the next two decades. That's what they don't want seniors to know.
Dr. Hunter, why is the AARP so on board with this if this is going to be happening to many seniors?
Part of it is left-wing ideology, and part of it is old-fashioned attempts to feather their own nests. You have to go back last year when AARP got in bed with the White House and endorsed Obamacare and supported the $575 billion in cuts to Medicare. The reason they did is because the way these cuts are being implemented is they're going to decimate one of the most popular parts of Medicare called Medicare Advantage. Almost a fourth of all seniors take advantage of it. And the reason they do so is it gives them choice. It gives them flexibility. And the problem from AARP's perspective is they sell insurance. They sell Medigap insurance. And they didn't do that well in the Medicare Advantage policy side. And Medicare Advantage over the years was displacing their major insurance product, Medigap. And so this was a crass political decision, a business decision on AARP's part, because they knew if they supported these cuts under the guise of health care reform, it would drive out their major competitor, and senior citizens on Medicare would be left with no option but to return to the Medigap policies that AARP sells. And so it was a combination of left-wing ideology. We know AARP is liberal, and in this case, it served their business interests. And no one begrudges a company the right to go out and sell their product, but they need to do so in a non-deceptive way. And whenever business, big business, which AARP is, whenever big business and government get together, you know that it's the people who are going to suffer. And that's what Obamacare is, from big pharma to big insurance to big medicine, AMA and AARP, which is just another form of big insurance.
We're talking with Dr. Larry Hunter, president of the Social Security Institute. He's recently written on how the Obama administration and the AARP are misleading seniors. The piece can be found at dailycaller.com. It was posted on August 11th. And Dr. Hunter, in this same piece, you also say that some of the propaganda coming out here would make Joseph Goebbels a little bit jealous, because Andy Griffith isn't just in a TV spot. He's part of this whole campaign. Explain what's going on here.
Well, that's what's fascinating, is when I saw that Andy Griffith was being used, and he is being used, he probably doesn't realize the extent to which he's being manipulated. When I saw that we were spending $700,000 of taxpayers' money to run this, I wondered, you know, what else has been going on? And so I started doing some research and looking at the AARP website, looking at the AARP magazine, looking at their newsletter, the bulletin, and you discover, you know, going back several months, they've been engaged in a concerted effort to reintroduce the 83-year-old Andy Griffith to the American public. They have got him all over their website. My heavens, they even have recipes from Aunt B on their website. They are giving away a free trip to the town in North Carolina where the Andy Griffith show supposedly took place. And so what you can see then is, when you look back, this was a coordinated propaganda campaign engineered out of the White House using AARP as their mouthpiece, which they did during the whole campaign to enact Obamacare into law. And so I titled my piece, AARP Shills for the White House, and that's really all in the world it is. And so the American public just needs to understand, you know, a truth in labeling, transparency. AARP was engaged in an effort to snow the American public.
Dr. Hunter's article, again, can be found at dailycaller.com. More information on the Social Security Institute at socialsecurityinstitute.com. Dr. Hunter, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Larry Hunter is president of the Social Security Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.